This is where my creative mind comes into play.
This is Scott Novosel, author of the 20 years in the making graphic novel Fieldhouse, and you are listening to the one and only Comic Pop Library.
I remember when we had teenage meetups after school. We didn't care back then what everyone said we're supposed to do. Tonight, let's relive our youth. Light one up and let it loose. Turn the clock back and don't skip a track. Just listen to the record the whole way through. Let's get high, let's get low. Let's get together and just let go. Let's get real, we just wanna feel a good sensation. Let's go dancing in the rain. Let's get lost along the way. Let's let it be, c'est la vie. Let it flow. Every day is such a KO knockout fight. You're punching through just to make way to another sleepless night. Let's get away.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan,
Jacob,
and Logan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at the EP by Alex Bambini, brought to you by Black Panda PR and Kelly Thomas. Kelly, we appreciate you sending us this way. And Alex,
I just love that title.
Thank you for sending us your EP.
So, how was that spelled?
E-H?
Yeah. It was and it was great.
No punctuation marks.
Well, there's an exclamation point.
Okay. So, got it. Now it's gone.
I'm playing with it a little bit. So.
I love it.
It was great.
With an album, with an EP titled like that, probably you kind of have an idea that he's wanting to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
And the styles of these songs are kind of a folksy Americana, a little bit of mix of everything. We'll get into a little bit of all that stuff. So it's not rock.
No.
It kind of verges a little bit on pop, but not quite there. But he tries to have fun with his lyrics or with the rhythms of the music. It's just, this is one that hooked me, and I think it hooked Logan pretty fast.
Yeah.
So Logan's over here. I want this. But anyway, with Alexis Bambini, he has a past album called Pioneer Spirit, and it did make the top 100 in iTunes, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's really pretty impressive. Nice.
He's been featured on Perez Hilton, AllMusic, and American Songwriter. So, and he's also been seen, I don't know if the series is still going on or not, but the TV Land series Younger, starring Hilary Duff, he's the banjo player.
Yeah, that is still going on. That is fairly new.
Now, is he still the banjo player on that?
I have not seen it, but I've seen previews for it. But I know that it's still on. Yeah.
So,
still exists.
Who knows?
Well, I know, like, we just got this year, so the EP just came out, so I figured it was fairly current, but the way TV shows come and go sometimes.
Right. Especially on TV Land. Yeah. Like, they don't last on TV Land at all.
Some of the other things to his credits is he is with the New York's premier Disney cover band, The Little Merman, and he is a supporter of the musicians on call, and they go to, it's a charity organization where musicians sing at local hospitals for children that are not doing so well. So that's a good thing, and appreciate him doing that. So it brings a little bit of light into the kids whenever he can. And I'm probably sure he probably brings a little bit of light into the staff and parents as well. Because he's got the upbeat songs.
He probably keeps the explicit tag off.
Probably. With the kids, yeah, more than likely.
Some of his songs, it doesn't specifically say which songs, but some of his songs have been on shows like Teen Mom in the Real World, so MTV has picked him up.
I could see that, yeah.
So that's pretty good. If MTV's picking you up, TV Land's having you on there doing some stuff, and Disney's helping you out.
Cause you're doing pretty good.
Being a cover band for Disney, I'm sure they have a little bit of a thumb in there somewhere sticking to it. So, but this is one, and to be honest, I have not listened to his LP, so forgive me for that. But just with listening straight off cold turkey with the EP, because this is my first exposure to Alexis, right. It fell into my wheelhouse, like I said earlier, perfectly.
Yeah.
Logan enjoyed it. You two, just thoughts off the top of your head, just his style in general.
I loved it. I mean, from the title to the end of the song, I loved it all. Like, it was... And I don't say that very often about about music. So, I mean, like, for me to say something like that from the title to the very end, for me to love it, it's got to be good. So,
Jacob, I know it's not your style of music, but did the rhythms at least catch your interest? Or some of the music make you kind of snicker?
It was all right. I mean, it's one of those where I'll listen to it once all the way through because I have to do a podcast over it. And then I might go back and listen to it again and give it a second shot, but it's not really in my wheelhouse at all. Mm-hmm. This is one of those where I'm like, skip.
Yeah, but I knew it was a word you weren't comfortable with.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's just not...
Not your
not your cup of tea.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we did come in on Let's Get Stoned.
It's also not a good way to catch me.
And take out all the getting drugged up or intoxicated things. And see, I would go, this is a great message and all that.
Yeah, well, I didn't... I wasn't even thinking about that because... A lot of, you know, I was thinking from the lyrics, and I understand that there it wasn't the lyrics, but I was kept on thinking, he's talking about having a good time in life, getting high on life and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's the message I got, but I knew that he was also talking about drugs.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, instead of looking at the negatives,
if you ignore the drugs, it's great.
Yeah. Instead of looking at the negatives of the song, I looked at the positives, which made the song even better for me.
Exactly.
So,
and it's a lighthearted song.
Yeah.
It's not meant to be negative, or it does kind of shine a. Well, it depends on your politics with marijuana and stuff. So some people say it's fine, some people don't. It's just kind of the way you're brought up. Mm-hmm. So.
And if you do want to go back to the record to listen to it all the way through, you can go in the other guy's time machine.
Right.
That fifth guy.
True. And we'll get to the time machine eventually.
Yeah.
Logan's talking about. But this is one of just, I think in general, just about having fun.
Yeah.
And you could, like Logan said, take out some of the drug references and stuff and like that.
It would be a great. It
would kind of be a fun song.
Yeah, I could see this being one of the ones that he did in the children's hospital thing.
Yeah, hey kids, you're already stoned out of your dorm. Let's party. The morphine drips are working good. Let's go.
Yeah, I might be getting mixed up.
Kids are up there pounding up.
Oh, I have no clue if that's actually
sure one.
This is one where Logan also says clean up some of the language as well because it does have the F-bomb in it.
I think that was Jacob who said that.
I thought that was a different song.
No, it's in this one because it took me by surprise. Yeah. Like, I was sitting there listening,
like,
and all of a sudden, bam, and I was like, what is that?
Like, and okay. He's like, that's not necessary.
It just was. It just came out of nowhere.
For people like me, when it's a second language, it's like,
it's just like, I was dropping the F-bomb all over the place last week, so, I mean, it's just like, I'm like, oh, okay.
You've been in the military.
Oh, yeah, it was this song, yeah.
It's all over the place.
Oh, yeah. I've got one of the... I have no problems with the word. It's just... It just literally... It hit me like a Randy Orton RKO. Just out of nowhere.
But it wasn't used derogatory.
No.
No, it wasn't.
So that's a good thing. So, but yeah, this one... And to me, I classified this one in as Americana folk.
Yeah.
Where when you dive into, damn it, Joanna, you dive into what I think is more of an island type music.
Yeah.
And every time I hear or look at that name, I am reminded of Damn it, Janet. The songs are nothing alike from what
they're not.
But the name.
I'm a Rocky Horror fan.
No, and
not,
I've watched it at least
not the same. It's not. So
definitely not.
But
it's another one where she's kind of a
well, and
flirt and gather around yeah. town. And
now that I'm thinking like, about it.
Really?
Now that I'm thinking about it, it does have the same kind of feel to Damn It, Janet from the Rocky Horror story. Mm-hmm. Because it was right...
It's an islandy type song or anything like that.
No, but the thing is it's both about kind of cheating. Because that's Damn It, Janet was right after she had slept with Rocky. So, you know, it's...
That's a one-time thing. Yeah.
This one's a repeat offender.
Yeah, but still, I mean, like, well, I actually now that I'm thinking about it, I see the connection to it. So,
yeah,
I'll give you props on that one, Logan.
But it has, like I said, it has that islandy feel. It comes in with, and what I love about this song is the rhythm. It just gets me going. Most of these songs did,
totally true.
And it's the trumpets come in,
right? Yeah,
and then we have the bongos coming on, and it's like, oh man, yeah, that's, okay, this is just kind
it's of, good. Let's it's good. It yeah.
Here. So, I mean. Yeah, the song's not the most pleasant thing. Like we said,
no, it's cheating, not.
The title itself,
yeah,
you know, has yeah. you know, the damage ending line, line, but it's such the, a fun line.
Sometimes the pretty it. Ones yeah. get away with things.
Yeah, the pretty yeah. ones get away with things.
That's true.
Sometimes.
That's not me.
Yeah, not exactly what it says. I can't remember exactly.
Where'd that stick at? Go find Richard. We got the stick. So I'm not pretty by any means. So
I have no clue.
You have no clue. But this, like I said, it's just a fun song.
Yeah, it is.
Be bopping and going. So I had fun with it completely. He did slow it down for the next one.
He did. He did.
And I kind of throw this in the Americana as well.
Yeah.
But we'll take a little short break and let everybody listen to a little bit of this one before we discuss it. It's called The World Was Still.
Won't you come, lay down by my side in fields of tall grass and gaze up at the evening sky. All the stars, like warm embers glow. A lonesome low breeze sighs, and inside I know. I feel it rush every time I feel your touch. Even when the storm gets rough, nothing's gonna break. Love on a summer night so clear. I kissed your folded hands in prayer. Together we felt our thrill while the world was still. The world was still. We could stay all the night with our wine and let it flow.
Alexis Bambini's The World Was Still. And again, like I said, I kind of throw this one in the Americana, but okay. What do you guys think about it?
I got it. That it was, you know, when you first said The World Is Still, I was mm-hmm. thinking S-T-E-E-L, but it's S-T-I-L-L, correct? Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it and now.
This one was pretty much pure romance song.
Yes,
not sure
it was.
If you would be calling it love song, but definitely romance.
It was... Well, in the way that some of the things, you know, it kind of is a love song and it kind of is a romance song. I think it's a combination of both.
I'm saying not a romance song as in you're not declaring your love for someone quite as much as you're stating it to yourself, remembering the things that happened, something like that.
Okay. Yeah,
not sure. But yeah.
But I can see where you're coming from that.
The
but
emotion
like,
that's there, but it's. From what I could, pure romance, not actually a love song, or maybe that's the other way around.
No, I think you're right because if you listen to the tune, it's a flowing tune. Yeah. It has a real nice bass beat to it, and I don't know if that's an actual bass or if it's just a bass guitar, but I love the bass.
Yeah,
and then it comes in, and even with the scene, it's more flowing in this one. Yeah. Kind of like you're on a river, you're just kind of mm-hmm. slowly floating down. That's kind of what I think he's trying to emulate.
Mm-hmm.
And to me. Where you're going, I think, is with your terms with romance is it's romantic in a sense that it's not sexual. It's, you know, it's nothing yeah. that you're going to put on to let's get groovy. Let's, oh, let's, you know.
Boom, chicka, wow, wow.
out in, like you said, out in nature. You might be with your significant other, and you're just enjoying the moment, enjoying mm-hmm. the peace, enjoying the peace amongst yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the romance, I think. Is that what you're trying to go for?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what I got, too. So what about you? You leaned on the love side.
Well, and I mean, like...
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dr. Love is in the house. He's right. He's sitting right across from me, so...
Yeah, here we go, girl.
My voice isn't as low as Barry White's. I wish it was.
But, no, just the way that I saw it, you know, I could see, you know, a loved one actually laying in the arms, looking up at the sky. And, like, I could see where you were going from the romance, but it's also kind of like, just say, you know, the way that you said it, hey, come and lay in my arms, look at the sky. You know, it just, it seemed kind of lovely in a way, instead of, you know, like Richard was saying, it was definitely not a boom chicka wow wow song, so.
Yeah.
I'm looking on here. I misquoted earlier. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. But I went back to look at the name of the EP, so I'm sorry. But instead of the exclamation part mark, it's a question mark.
Yep. So,
Sorry about that, everybody. I just had to clear that up because I was like, ooh, I was wrong. I better mention that.
Yeah.
It's usually wrong.
It happens.
So did you get that love and feeling, Jacob, with this song?
No, I've lost that love and feeling.
Okay.
Better get Maverick and Goose out here to sing to me.
I was going to say, you're the ice man. Yeah. But this is what Bambini said about this song, and this is quoting within this is, this single is a romantic song, but it's also about chilling out and taking a second to relax. The lyrics evoke a peaceful scene of nature. I love being in New York City, but it can be loud and crowded at times. Sometimes it's nice to get away somewhere where it's open space. It's one of those where, and it is a slower song, as everybody can tell, but it still has enough of a flowing beat to it
that it feels
uplifting at the same time.
And the scene changes enough that it's not just chorus. Sometimes that can work okay, but yeah, that's fairly rare.
Well, he has that dichotomy where the verse is a simpler style, but then when it comes in with a chorus, I mean, it's kind of... It comes in, and it's not full bombastic, but it's a fuller sound. More instruments come in, and it just kind of gets fuller in that regards.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. The way I explain music is by emotions and with my hands, with everything like I usually do. So nobody can see it, but the guys that laugh at me and snicker. So
Oh, that reminds me.
Oh, no.
You want a Snickers bar?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we ran out of the house.
But this one, again, I like this one. It was an upbeat one, but it flowed enough that it kept the same feel. The next song in the EP is Power. And this kind of went back to a folksy feel, slightly verging. Well, I don't even know if it was verging on pop, per se, but it kind of had a tinny sounding guitar, or maybe even the banjo. I don't think it was a banjo, though. It kind of sounded like a tinny guitar, where it wasn't the like an acoustical guitar that has a nice, solid sound. It kind of just had that, like a metallic feel to it. And it worked, and it's another slower song.
And this one's about the power is in you.
Yep, it's an empowerment song.
Yeah,
it's another one that the rhythm is
a little slower, but it
lifts you up. And and I kind of almost got a feel of Bridge to Terabithia,
right?
Or what is that other one? God bless.
Describe it a bit.
Oh, it's the flying dog.
Underdog?
Nope. Never-ending story?
Never-ending story.
Oh, okay.
Kind of the...
The dragon?
Good. Yeah. And the bridge to Terabithia.
Bridge to Terabithia, I was doing fairly good until the
flying dog.
I haven't seen either of those.
Bridge to Terabithia is kind of a sad story to a degree. But it was
okay until the part that makes it sad, and then at that point I was hating on the game. So I kind of just don't think about that
lead,
much.
The female actress, the teenager, she sang a song for the show that this power in it had a similar rhythm to it. So that really took me back to that song and that movie connected. And then I kind of felt like, well, Never Ending Story, you can kind of see this kind of being played as something like that too, because it's trying to uplift the, because the basis was, you know, the reader of that story, you have the power, you know, you're your own person, you can make things happen, you don't have to depend on others, believe in yourself type of thing. And that's basically what this song is all about. Those type of songs I'm a sucker for, but I enjoy them always well. The last one, which Logan's wanting to mention, and we're actually going to be going out on this, is completely different title again, The Time Machine. And it comes in with static and electronic noises. And we're like, oh, we're visiting Doctor Who.
Well, so see,
we don't
that's,
really see Doctor Who.
No, that's what I thought, you know, the sounds were going to be, was like the Doctor Who time machine. You know,
it's called a TARDIS.
I know exactly what it's called. Thank you very much. Yeah, that sound, anyway.
Whatever it's called.
Don't remember that sound.
Well, I don't think that's the way it makes. It's
well, it goes
like the
back up and then back down, then back up, then back down, and then back up in that.
Yeah, it's because he leaves the brake on.
Yeah. He never bothered to fix the emergency brakes.
Yeah, there you go. But this one was, it's another one that the sound kind of sets the mood, because it's a time travel song, believe it or not. It is a time travel type song.
Yeah.
And it's basically about a guy wanting to go back in time to redo his relationship.
Actually, not quite. He was thinking of supporting the gal to try and make her stronger to see if that would work in...
To get back with him, basically. Yeah.
To have their relationship even stronger. So like, and then he never actually did anything except for thought about what was going on. Well, and apparently 7-year-olds date, and that guitarist was... That. A genius or very dedicated, because he built that time machine in his own lab. That
hold
he
on,
got.
Hold on.
Well, I know. I can tell you, yes, there's some 7-year-olds that date.
Yeah.
They might not date, let's go out, but it's like, oh, this is my boyfriend, and they're hugging on each other and all that. And so, yeah, it's, even when you're April and you were there, you were, kids were like, oh, yes, I'm boyfriend, I'm girlfriend, all that stuff.
Yeah.
To make you feel comfortable.
But, it's, that's cool. Cool. It's been a while since I've been.
That never happened with you when you were in school?
Nah.
Oh, God.
My dad.
These young kids now, they just keep
growing. I remember having a crush in Green Gorilla. That's about it on the romance aspect.
That's even younger.
Like, when I was in. My dad always told me when I was in kindergarten. Like, there was this little girl, and he said, we went to the Easter hunt over in Deerfield, and he was like, next thing I know, I look around, and you two are kissing. I'm like, really? In kindergarten?
Yep.
And he's like, yeah. And he's like, from then on, I always thought she was going to be your girlfriend.
Kids don't care. they have no sensibilities. They're like, oh, give me a kiss. I think that happened to April with one of the boys in our church. In church, down the aisle. I don't know. Hey. So I was like, okay, Peyton.
I have no idea. This thing just went off the rails.
Yeah.
But that did not happen. But yeah, that stuff happens with little kids.
Yeah.
Going back in time, it's the seventh graders. Yeah, that happens. But this is one where the lyrical part of it, the verse, is more of the slower type. But when it hits that chorus, it just picks up and starts hitting hard. For me, the drum beats just gets my body to move, my head to bobbing. I become a bobblehead at that point.
And there was one oddity I had about this song, and that was the very end, which was pretty much the same as a part near the beginning, which could be playing on the fact that he's in he went back in time and now he's seeing his younger self go back in time thing, but it seems like it should have had some bit altered, like the to the beginning, instead of that being to the beginning, to the end, or something like that. But it could also be a play on the fact that there's time travel involved, so to the beginning would be perfect, right? And for some reason it bothers me as is, but it could still be exactly as is and work. It's a,
And that's why time travel stories can be so bonkers. You don't want to dive too deep into it, because
I just got confused listening to Logan say that.
You get anybody, I mean, even talk about Doctor Who or talk about Star Trek with the time jumps and all that. It's like, oh, wow. Well, yeah.
Doctor Who generally keeps it to, we are going to interact with these people at this time, and that's it with these people. We are not going to interact with these people much.
Day of the Doctor.
True. It does happen.
Day of the Doctor.
It does happen, but it's fairly rare. Like, End of the World. He does not go back to the end of the world, I'm pretty sure.
But anyway, this one is another one. It's a fun, upbeat song to me. And it got my body going, and I just loved it. This is, like I said, from the beginning, this is in my wheelhouse, though. It's just the upbeat, fun songs. That's what I love. I love the pop songs. These do not actually, even though they say he's a pop singer. To me, it's more of Americana folk,
right,
verging on pop, but not completely.
It's not really
for
poppy,
at least this EP.
Yeah.
Now his other works, that might be so. I'm not sure. Again, I just went cold turkey with this one. But, you can go to his website. It's alexisbambini.com. That is alexisbambini.com, and that will be on our references page when we post up on the internet, so you can link to it that way as well. You can look around his website. You can purchase his music there, but it'll pretty much take you to a digital downloader. It's pure digital. There's no physical albums that I could find. And again, that's kind of getting more common, especially with the indie authors.
Which is somewhat annoying, because if I saw this guy on Walmart and remembered this, I would buy it.
You would buy it?
So, but since it's online, I will never bother to buy it.
Check Amazon, I guess, and just see if he might have a physical album out there.
True. But
to the Google machine.
Let's see. Yeah. Does he have anything? Probably not.
No. Yeah. Wait, really?
He has an older one. Alexis actually has an older album on there. For $10, Paint and Paper in 2010.
Might have to see about doing that, maybe.
Pick that one up. That one looks like the only one available, though. So his earlier, his other stuff probably is just pretty much digital. And like I said, you can't blame, especially the independents, for going digital. The artists, it's just more financially sound to do it that way.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure most people will buy digital stuff. Oh, yeah. I just don't. Sorry.
Well, they just like it because they can pick and choose too if they don't like the album itself. Mm-hmm. But and he does have a YouTube channel. You can go check out a few of his videos there if you'd like to. So he's more than welcome to let you go and subscribe to him there. One of the things I thought I'd say that he said as well that I kind of liked is the mission is to leave you moved and inspired. So I was kind of like, okay, that's cool.
I think it's pretty good.
So I'm not Jonathan's belly on this. What'd I say? So that was, I kind of like that saying by Alexis, so I appreciate that. That's going to pretty much do it for us for reviewing the EP by Alexis Bambini. That's just, you can't help but laugh at that album name. But Black Panda PR and Kelly Thomasoff from Black Panda sent that to us, and we appreciate her doing that as well as Alexis letting us listen to it as well. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can contact us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. We have a Facebook and Twitter accounts under Comic Pop Library. You can get with us there as well. We are on iTunes. You can subscribe there and leave us some feedback. It'd be great to have some reviews there. Some of the comments that we've gotten back for some of the musicians, again, is one of the bands, Oblio. We've helped them out a couple of different times, but they want to give a big thanks to Comic Pop Library for featuring them, their single.
And hey, Jonathan.
The generous words we've given them and asking everybody to check us out. So we appreciate Oblio doing that for us.
Jonathan just arrived again. That's what that sound was.
Also, Maggie Zasbo, we looked at her single Gold, and she says, big love to Comic Pop Libraries. for sharing gold. So definitely appreciate that as well for her letting us share that with everybody that listens to us. So we appreciate her doing that as well. And so we appreciate everybody getting back with us and sending us comments. We definitely love hearing back from everybody. So again, check us out through our email at admin@comicpoplibrary.com or through Facebook and Twitter. Again, this has been Ed by Alexis Babino. We're leaving out with his The Time Machine. We hope you enjoy it. We've been having fun discussing Alexis' EP. Hope you've been having fun listening to us. We'll catch you on the flip side. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Decided I had to go back to the start, to go back to the beginning, back to the beginning. So I took to science, built me a lab with metal and wires, figures and math. I made a time machine, a time machine. I thought if I could find you, stand there behind you, I could make you stronger. And then maybe here in the future, we'd have a future, we'd last so much longer. You were 7 years old, a boy from the playground, was the first one to hold you by your hand. He held you by your hand. He gave you flowers, you passed notes in class. Then in the park you found him lying in the grass with your bed.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.